Saturday Scientist.
Don't you love the sound of science on a Saturday morning? Our guest scientist today is a scientist from the University of New England in the world of social science, a lecturer in criminology, who has a doctorate in police corruption. Dr. Jan Karp is our Saturday scientist. Dr. Jan, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a bit concerned about the music. I don't know how serious to be.
Well, first of all, in this segment on ABC Local Radio throughout the top end, Dr. Jan Karp, we ask you to establish your scientific credentials as a doctor. How did you become a doctor in police corruption?
Yes, well, that's an interesting title. What you have is a working class girl from the western suburbs of Sydney who became a police officer because she needed a secure job, which a lot of people do. And I did some interesting work in that I looked at organised crime in the gaming industry and couldn't understand why police were constantly accused of corruption and why we couldn't stop it. And for those who think PhDs are easy to get, it took me 11 years. So while I worked full-time as a police officer, I slogged away at it and graduated from Sydney University, which I thought made me, I don't want to say important, but I was proud that I managed to complete the work.
Absolutely. And I guess your science degree as such, your doctorate falls into the world of social science, and something that's of a lot of interest to many of us in the Northern Territory, particularly at this time of the year when we're driving around, it's cattle export season and there's road trains up and down the highway. There's a lot of trucks carrying fill for INPEX and other developments going on. You've been recently looking into the trucking industry with your social science skills?
Look, I think, as a social scientist, what we would do is like ask questions like how many drivers are there? And in fact, we don't know. If you go into the ABS data, there isn't a specific category for interstate or long-haul drivers. So when we talk about men or women doing this work, we actually really do not know the numbers, but I know they're very significant. So my first book was about working police officers and the conditions that they worked under, and this one is about the conditions of interstate drivers. But unfortunately, I did not get to the top end. So when I talk to you, it is very much about the Eastern Seaboard.
Well, you'll have to do an addendum to this edition, you could write a book alone on the Northern Territory trucking scene. But a lot of those Eastern Seaboard truckers would be transporting stuff up through Queensland, across to Mount Isa, and into the territory. There has been a lot of truckies have been much maligned because of some of the horrific accidents we've seen. How did you find the industry as a whole?
Look, firstly, I did speak to a man who for 17 years did the Brisbane to Darwin run, and that's a fair commitment.
He deserves a medal.
Yes, a medal. He was still, fairly intact when I spoke to him, mentally and physically. I mean, there's cost to that type of living. But I think the core aspect of this book is letting these men speak for themselves. So I tried to actually remove myself from the stories. I mean, obviously there's a little commentary after having spent nearly 2 years in and out of these trucks. I did form opinions, but the book's very much what they said. And they said that, we have mechanical failures, for instance, of which we have no control, and they cause death. And also, of course, we're going to head towards the drugs. Major issue, no driver said that it was not an issue. So they embrace the fact they have a problem. It's about how it's dealt with that the issue really comes to the fore.
Do you have a favourite story from your 2 years of research in and out of the cabins on long-haul routes?
I absolutely do, but you can have a sad one or a nice one. It's up to you.
It's a lovely dry season Saturday morning in the Territory. I'd be opting for a happy one.
All right. Well, a top-end story would be that I was in a town where I was picking up my rides, a country town isolated area, and I walked into a pub and it was early in the morning, about 10:30, and there was a man leaning up against the bar and he was in his blue T-shirt, worn blue T-shirt and the stubbies, and with his just little midi of beer. And I ended up having a very long conversation with him. He agreed to be recorded. Now, this man was in his 70s, talked about going to war, talked about his wife, the degree of understanding she had about when he came back driving interstate trucks. He talked about not being there for the birth of his children, but he clearly remembered when they were born, where they were born, and where he was when they were born, which was the hospital. And also, when I transcribed what he had said to me, it was like this almost beautiful Dylan Thomas lilt. He had this beautiful poetry dialogue in the way that he spoke about suspension and brackets and things that break and the bumps in the road. And he had this beautiful rhythm about the way that he spoke. And he was also working off and on as a diesel mechanic, and then would say occasionally he just had to hit the road and a mate would give him a long, you know, long drive, and off he'd go and come back. A really just lovely man.
Okay, well, that sounds fascinating, and we can read the sad story in your book. Where do we find your book?
Well, at the moment, I have a manuscript.
Yep.
So I'm looking for a publisher. So if anyone in the top end feels like they'd like to publish a book called Conversations with Truckies, Looking at Life Through Glass, I'd gladly hear from them.
You might have to put a Northern Territory chapter in there.
Look, honestly, if someone... I actually self-funded and did this work as an independent researcher, so if someone wants to help me financially go up there, and it doesn't cost a lot... I mean, well, it costs me a lot, but I'll do it on the, you know, cheap way. I stayed in hotels and all the rest of it, but managed to get this story together. And, look, honestly, of course, the top end would be a very important story.
It will indeed. Dr. Jan Karp, thanks for being our Saturday morning scientist.
Thank you.
Dr. Jan Karp, who's a lecturer in criminology, a doctorate in looking through the corruption in police in New South Wales, and now the Truckies, A Look at Life Through the Glass, Conversations with Truckies.